Welcome to the operating room. I am the doctor.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? To find your MO, tap now. Or for information on safe travel, come see me at visitmo.com.
I like them nasty. Real nasty, yeah. She like me, I'm nasty. I like her, she nasty, yeah. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
Real nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like to jump in that pussy and suck on them fingers. I promise you, girl, I don't miss. Squeeze on that ass while I rub on your asshole. While you motorbike up on the dick. Suck on my dick and I give you a kiss. Guess I'm a nasty little bitch. I'm with the shit. Yes, I'm with the shit. If you fucking with me, then you fucking a bitch. I know some little booties who nasty. I got some big booties who nasty. This who I go to when I won't be happy. Cause they nasty, nasty. I like a bitch, you go do what I tell her. Suck on that dick in some freezing cold weather. Play with that pussy right there in the car. Fuck all that rubber, she want that dick raw. She got that wet, wet, certified. Taking you there when she look in your eye. Wet, wet, slip and slide. Know I'm trying to slip and slide. I'm in that pussy and I like the taste. Taste like that act in a good fan of great. On that X tripping, me and babe. Ate her ass. Kevin Gates, know what I like. I like them nasty, nasty. 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 I like them nasty, nasty.
He like them nasty. Freaky as fuck, but she classy. Suck on that dick without asking. Swallow them kids in the back. He put his thumb in. Hit from the back, ain't no running. Hit from the side and I'm coming. Turn around, let him nut on my stomach. Right in his face, nigga, eat up the clip. Look in his eyes when I lick on the tip. Taking his soul when I dance on the dick. Spit in my mouth, I'm with all of that shit. Hit with no rubber, babe, I wanna feel it. Shoot the club up with my legs to the ceiling. Hands around my neck, sweat this girl trying to kill me. Yeah, we get busy off the Henny.
I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
Real nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
It is Sunday, everybody. Welcome to the Operating Room Podcast. We have a nice, sexy vibe going in tonight. We're going to talk about some really cool things. So welcome to Inside the Operating Room. I am the doctor. Lolo's in the building tonight. Lolo, say what's up to everybody.
What up, y'all?
What up? Today's guest is Benji Bill. Benji Bill, say what's up to everybody. Billy, say hi.
Hi, y'all.
That's how you gonna say it. It's gonna be bad, y'all.
Hi, y'all.
Oh,
hi, y'all.
God.
We just
tell
him to be on his best behavior.
Hi, y'all.
With the hi.
Hi, y'all.
Look, we asked the guest today to be on his best behavior, but today we're talking whether to cheat or to have a threesome. We are going to jump into the topic a little bit later on, excuse me, today. But first, we want to get to know our guest. So we do have a game that we play here. It is called Make Me Choose. You want to play with us? This is how we get to know our guest.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah,
I ain't got no. Oh, just for the sake. It's formality. Let's go.
Okay, we're going to play Make Me Choose.
Now, what if I can't choose?
You're going to have to pick one. You're going to get a gavel.
What the gavel mean?
Mm-mm.
If you can't take that long, you have about 3 seconds, Mississippi style.
So it basically follow your first mind.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, these are the rules. Billy Badass, listen. I'm going to give you 2 things. You're going to pick one. The thing that you do not pick, you can never have it again. So you got to pick the thing you really like. So if I say peanut butter or jelly, which one would you choose?
Jelly.
Okay, so that means peanut butter, you okay with never having again for the rest of your life?
Fuck no. Nah.
Okay, cool. So you understand the rules of the game?
That's a gank.
Okay, you gotta go. You gotta go fast.
This is a lot. This is life.
Billy, you have to go fast.
Let's go.
Okay, because if you don't, Lolo is going to hit the gavel on that ass.
Take it too long. You know what you want.
You got to know what you want.
Oh, peanut butter jelly?
No, that's not. Wait, we finna start now. That's an example. We finna start now. Hold on. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay. Truck or a sports car?
Truck.
Pussy or head?
Head.
The beach or the snow?
Beach.
Missionary or doggy style?
You don't get that one.
All right. Game night or Netflix and chill?
Netflix.
High heels on your mate or tennis shoes on your mate?
High heels.
All right. Eating the groceries or sucking the toes?
Toes.
Online dating or meet the person in person? Okay. Chicken or fish?
Chicken.
White or dark liquor?
White.
Thumb in her butt or no thumb in her butt?
Thumb in ass.
Sex in the kitchen or the bathroom?
Both of them.
Cardi B or Nicki Minaj? I don't know.
Both of them.
I don't think this is the rules of the game. Now,
you, right. I let you slide
you
the first time.
One. You got to pick one.
All right. What's the second one again?
Cardi B or Nicki Minaj?
Ooh, Nicki.
Nicki? Okay. A virgin or a hoe?
A hoe.
All right. A creamer or a squirter?
Squirter.
Well, okay. Her bonnet pussy or lingerie pussy?
Nigga, lingerie. What the fuck is her body pussy? Okay. What the fuck is her body pussy?
We'll discuss that today. And would you rather have somebody want you or need you?
Won't.
Won't. Okay. All right. That was a little
bit. You a little shaky.
A little shaky?
Hey, what the fuck is her body pussy? Some guy got her body pussy.
You ain't never subbing anybody that had a hair bonnet or a scarf.
Bro, when you said that in my mind, because you making me think quick. When you said that, I thought, I'm like, I ain't talking about hairy pussy or shaved pussy. Hair bonnet pussy is hairy, and if you got that lingerie, it's shaved.
No, but that's a good one. We should put it on there to wax the box on.
Yeah.
That's very good. Thank you, Billy.
Shout out to hair bonnet pussy.
Thank you, Billy Badass, for being here.
Shout out to Edmund.
Lolo and the doctor. Okay.
Lolo.
I'm almost about to change it though, because everybody just go ahead and roll.
Just say well, what they see.
No.
Okay.
Just don't say no.
Lolo. Now I'm on the list. Make me choose. Jason, you got to call up here if you want to play.
Jason want to choose.
He want to make me choose. I think I pinged the number. I'm not sure. But Jason. It's 314-339. 9759. Yeah, call up a bit. It is Leo season.
Hey, you know this. He can act up.
Next Tuesday. We need something.
That's Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Already. Yeah, this we flying by. It's definitely Leo season now.
Bills do.
How was the car show? Did you go to the car show? Billy Badass?
The car show was all right.
Was it too hot?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hot.
Okay.
I stayed in my van the whole time.
Oh, Lord.
I drove around looking at the cars, jumped out, talking to some people, and get right back in the air. I was not smoking good weed. Goddamn right. That was the best car show.
Okay.
If it was like 50 more trees out there, it'd have been excellent.
He needed some air though.
Shout out to my van.
All right, so Billy Badass, who cheats more, men or women?
Are we still on the time limit?
No, the game is over. It was a little shaky. You probably got a B minus,
yeah.
Maybe.
A B minus, I'll take it.
Okay,
it's a passing grade.
It is.
Oh, he did. He chose the toes.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that.
What's that? The groceries.
Yeah, I know what she meant when she said that.
We and
know.
You picked sucking toes.
That almost
so.
Gave you like a C.
Yeah.
Just a
negative
flat.
Point.
Yeah, y'all girls, you ain't gonna touch my baby. You suck my booty, fuck my toes.
But period. You know, we here to educate and communicate. That's what we do at this
A
show.
Little more stimulation from the ass than the toes, I would say.
Yeah. It definitely helps get you there a lot quicker than the toes would.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm learning today.
I'll wiggle, wiggle my toe in your mouth, but nah, get back there, sir.
Help us help you. Help us. Let's all help each other. It's always going to be clean.
I'm on it for like 45 minutes, like an hour and a half.
It's going
to be
slow roast that cold one.
It's going to be ready. And it's going to be prepared, if nothing else at all.
Interesting.
So, Billy, who cheats more, men or women?
Damn, boy, I got so many statistics going through my head. I would say men, because they visual creatures, but women, y'all sneaky, so you can't even count y'all sneaky.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, on some real shit, women, and I say that because my homegirls, like, I talk about a lot of homegirls I be around, man. They be saying some shit, and I be listening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I be listening. Y'all sneaky.
Are they single or in a relationship,
both
though?
Both of them. They singly in a relationship.
So they not single, they just single.
Yeah, they got an exclusive nigga, but they
but
still
is
got,
it a title? Like,
yeah, like that nigga crazy.
Like, oh my gosh. Anybody like, can be crazy.
That's a nigga.
We're like, all a little crazy.
Yeah. They stay together. You may see them sliding together throughout the day, like, but she got her own. She be doing her own thing.
And so I you say me.
That she ain't the only one. Be like, they hold.
So you say men. Oh, no, you say women.
Women, because you can't count.
Okay.
A woman will be with that nigga, and if that nigga ain't capable enough to fix her car, she'll have her side nigga pull up and fix that motherfucker, change the tire. Shout out to women who niggas don't know how to change the tire, too. You need to drop his dumb ass.
Oh, Lord.
I got you on my Facebook. I asked for recommendations.
Jeez Louise. All right, so Billy Badass, you say women. Lolo, who you say, men or women cheat more?
I say men cheat more. Because women are, we are extremely loyal until you just push us there. But men, they just, all they know is stick and move. I want to see if I still got it. Like, I don't know how to let go of this. Oh, no. You just got to have a little community in you all the time.
Community, like, penis. We don't like that.
Man, that's a hard word.
We don't like community penis here.
Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, I was a community penis. I definitely was.
Tell us your story.
Ooh, boy, back in my early days when I was running the streets doing dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that was the precedence.
So you feel like you're monogamous now?
I can be.
See, that's the I can try. You just say, like,
I don't think they do it until they really figure it out.
I don't think they ever do. I think the only people who is monogamous is just those straight lame ass niggas who just luckily caught you, and he is just happy that he found a wife and has a family. Wow. Other than that, men are just, I think it's just in their nature, though. But I say, I don't condone cheating, but I say if the household's taken care of, I don't have a care in the world, I don't know about it, you keep your business over there, I mean, but if you just want to have...
She said, if I don't know, what can I can't be mad about some shit I don't know.
And everything taken care of, like, what like I'm bitch doing? About?
Well, yeah, I ain't got to keep me quiet.
Yeah, that's the reason why
but
you're
going to
be looking
out,
for.
But when I find out, don't be doing too
that's
much
the reason
for
why
you
gonna
you
be
better
looking
just
for.
Be dropping dick and going home.
Yeah, that like
that's the reason why you're going to be looking for. Everything taken care of, and you ain't got a bitch-ass thing to do, man. If I want to go dip out, you might be trying to police a motherfucker.
No, it's not
how many? How often your nigga gonna ask you, hey baby, I want to go peel her top back, and you just gonna be cool with it, whether the house
no,
taken care of
don't,
or not?
No.
Nah, but how many?
I think you missed the point.
Nah, I missed the point.
No, like, she's saying if she don't know about it, if he doing it,
I know. But how many? You don't think niggas want to be
so
honest
it's
with
like
y'all?
If I find out, it ain't like a. Oh, bitch ass nigga,
out,
like
why
you
don't
not
I tell
doing
you?
Nothing, and how can you cheat and you ain't even taking care of home?
Fuck, fine.
Like, your focus factor is fucked
Let
up.
Me ask you this. Everything's taken care of, and you have an honest ass nigga. And he asks you, baby, can I go smell the flowers? What you gonna say? You'd rather him go do it behind your back, or would you rather him be up front and ask you?
No, what do you need? Why do you feel like you need to go there?
Exactly. That's why he gonna go cheat.
Well, she said no. He communicated.
Right, like,
she said no.
He said no, but he asked. the seed is planted.
I mean, he asked, so she clear about that's what he wants.
He's never been monogamous. Yeah, statements. You cheating.
Yeah, but y'all communicated about it. She said no. So do you do it anyway? That's
right.
The betrayal factor right there.
That's not.
We talked about it. So,
but it's like, what is it that
you want to go do? Why do you want to go smell those flowers?
And that's the bad. Them the questions that we don't want to answer for you.
You why not? You just said you was honest.
Relationships don't work because it can be something I need to change up, and I can give you what you're looking for, so you don't even have to go out there.
But you just said he was so honest, so why he can't be honest about this?
Nah, it'd be little shit. And it'd be like when you've been monogamous with a person for a long time, you go through shit with that person, right or wrong.
Correct.
Right or wrong.
I mean, that's life.
All right. So, you ever.
But life almost, is as hard as. As you make it.
You right. You right about that. But you ever wanted so much for a person that you almost lost yourself?
No.
You ain't never been monogamous.
No, I have. I'm not. If I feel like I have to
how
step
much you
out.
How much you
if I feel like I have to step out, I will leave. It's not. I just. It's just not in me. And I'm not good liar.
How easy for it to walk away from somebody you love?
Easy. After I lost my baby daddy, like, life too short.
How you lose your baby daddy, if you don't mind me asking?
He got kicked.
It's different. He got taken.
It's right, different. So like, so with me, life too short, so I feel like she anybody can that's be how taken at any time. So it's like, if you want bullshit, I ain't even got time. If I feel like I need to find something else that fulfills me, let me go find it. I don't need to be with you. Like, I give people time to try to, you know, elevate, and if I'm a different lifestyle than what they're used to. You know, I kind of try to work with you. But after so long, we all grown. You know what you want, you know what you don't want. You know what you're going to do, you know what you're not going to do.
And then just be honest about that.
You know what? That's something that I'm coming to terms with myself on. Like, I came here more so to listen to y'all talk. I'm supposed to be interviewing, but I'm going to ask y'all questions because I'm listening. Because I'm trying to learn. I'm learning more about self. Because as I hear these conversations, I always revert back to the man. Why does the man do what he do? And not like me right now. How many of us actually know ourselves? Like before I can give myself to you or you, how many of these niggas actually know they self or even try to figure it out like, damn, I fucked up here. Let me tighten this up or even try to know self first and foremost before he can even get to the point to cheat on you.
I'm coming across more men that is doing therapy. So I am finding men that are aware of themselves, what they deserve and what to accept and things that what they want out of life.
I can accept that. Because before the cheating can even come, like, I'm at the point where, who the fuck am I? Like, you ever woke up and ask yourself that sometime?
You got
to. Why do you do the things you do?
Yeah, you have to.
Like, for a lot of men, I'm 36. I don't got no kids. A lot of dudes in my category would love to switch places with me. But outside that, it's like, shit, my daddy died when I was 6. Who taught me love?
But somebody, like, sometimes it don't even have to be family members, but it can be somebody that you dated. Like, they just love you.
Yeah, they taught me how to love them.
Well, you have to, everybody is loved differently. Everybody has their own love language. So whoever you get with, you're going to have to learn them. But I think there's a outline of how to love, like the basics.
How many street niggas get that?
What you mean?
Like, how many young men get that early on before we can even get to the cheating of the relationship?
Before
all that, because we already taught at a young age. Remember, I just told you about my wild years. I ain't respect women.
Yeah.
So as a grown ass man, you gotta think them. A lot of us are set in our ways. Men, women are set to accept a certain thing. I done been in a relationship where that lady ain't, it wasn't right if you wasn't knocking her upside her head. That's why I can't talk to her now. Because she taught me a fucked up side that ain't love.
That's not good.
Like, you would provoke me to, like, not, that's not
but
love.
That's her love language. That's
right.
What I
so
mean.
A person will carry that on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
You see how that's fucked up?
Yeah.
So before I could get to even cheating on you, you gotta understand this been taught since young. I'm saying with a woman. I don't know where that came from with her, but that's what she thought love was.
Mm-hmm.
So before that's we can get to the cheating, we gotta ask, who the fuck are we?
Yeah. And you gotta kind of, I think a lot of things you have to get clear of, like, your childhood and things of that nature. And that's why I say, like, I don't know. I wish the stigma would be broken down in 2022.
Ooh,
but
boy. Ooh, it's
therapy
worse now.
Is definitely just, it should just be something that you do, like going to the nail shop, going to the barber shop, like talking to somebody and just getting an unbiased opinion. Mm-hmm. And then they have spoken to so many people who did the same walk of life as you. So they feel like they know how to give good advice, how to turn around, how to listen, how to.
I love therapy.
Yeah,
I
like how to connect everybody with those things.
You know what my therapy is? Billy Show.
The Billy Show?
The Billy Show.
Tell us all about this Billy Show.
Shit, you watch it every morning. You my Facebook friend. That's a Billy Show. The people be trying to see what be on my mind. I be having a lot of more. This one good ass weed, might I say.
Because you was turned up. Now, you the one who posed the question. That's what we talking about, the topic today.
And it's been a lot of shit that happened since then, so my mind frame has changed.
That's interesting. Okay, yeah. So the question was, would you rather have a threesome if the guy take down somebody else?
Yeah.
The only two options. Now, this is an ultimate make me choose. The only two options is... either he get to cheat with her, or y'all have to have a threesome with him, or with her. Excuse me. What would you choose?
Hey, go get one of your friends.
Not one of my friends.
One of the friends.
Not one of your close friends. But go get a girl you like.
One of the friends.
I'm gonna just go find the thickest, cutest freak. I'm not gonna get a friend.
There you go. Whatever. There you go. Go get her. Go get her. We gonna have fun. And we'll never talk to her again. And I'm right the fuck her where I've been there. Goddamn it. Thank you.
Jeez.
But what about if your girl not into the threesome? Yeah. I think that's the unfair part. I think that's why you have to discuss sexual needs at the beginning. Because like I say, sex is 70% of the relationship.
All y'all gay.
Yeah, it's the way you connect. Yeah.
All y'all gay. My book, all y'all gay. Let that one song come on right now. I ain't gay. I let it. Me and see, y'all go crazy.
Songs are songs.
Yeah.
But...
that song.
Women,
yeah, y'all love that song.
Women,
we drilled in you so much that it don't sound so intrusive. Like, shit, I ain't gay, but I will let that bitch suck my pussy if that was she on.
Well, I like it, so.
I'm going to say, some women like it.
But it's just, but
that don't mean that you.
I sing like a future song or something like that. I don't, not in the streets, sipping,
rapping. It's songs out here about cocaine. That don't mean we do it. The song is just kind of turned up.
That's all. I don't hear none of that. I listen to the female rap, bro.
Hold on. Let me get some of these.
Y'all be on it.
Comments.
Y'all gay.
I don't know. Sorry. We was having some mic issues.
Y'all gay.
What's up, everybody on live? He said everybody's gay. That's what he's saying now.
All girls got some gay in them.
I mean, like I said, I think the women are the beauty.
You don't appreciate a beautiful woman?
I was just going to say the women are the beauty. That is what I just said. The women are the beauty. We supposed to look
shape,
stunning to
fashion.
Every... Yeah, we supposed to look stunning to everyone. Mm. I believe that.
I feel like a man should, too, though. I want you to have a nice, clean lining. I want you to have some nice pressed clothes on.
Not pressed.
Nice. Yeah, because niggas don't like to iron 9 days.
Just press this motherfucker.
Hang that motherfucker in the closet when they come out of the prize, bro.
Like, I don't know. I mean, I understand, you know, how women are held to the certain regards, but that don't mean let your hair cut go that long.
That don't mean you don't take no fucking shower. Ooh. No, I ain't saying
that,
like that.
Don't get uninterested. Don't go through something. Stop keep your upkeep up.
I mean, people go through something, but it's just like, let this person help get you out of it and just get back to yourself, though. But
what if that takes a long time?
We gonna be in therapy by time. That long time.
You boy, for you
we
know.
Gonna figure so this out good. Real quick.
Hey, look, pandemic ain't like it just started last year. That should have been 2 years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See how quick them 2 years just went by?
Yeah.
2 years are super
small.
Life years of hell.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, we just went through
it. It went back pretty fast to me. It seemed like it did for sure.
Too fast, slow as yours in hindsight.
That's because it's Leo season.
I'm a homebody, so I ain't finding this hell. Dude. I was just chilling still.
I'm
stocking
my
toilet paper and bleach the day before it got crazy.
Mm-hmm. My stores always had everything I needed.
You shit. I need to get my shower stool.
He said, we ain't have no toilet paper or nothing, y'all. It's the operating room. I am the doctor. Lolo's here. Benji Bill is here. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back, guys.
Listening to The Operating Room each and every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. Tell everybody and go listen at mycitymymusic.com.
Take up, put that on. Pull up, wait, life straight. Pull up, wait, ice skate. Pull up, wait, crime pay. Pull up, wait, slack, slack. 20 cars, matte black. Surfing at a risk card, 10 to pink toes.
To the dog like a bitch. I set up the laws before I quit. She slept at the house, I bought her a crib.
What's up, mate? Got cake, mate. Got cheese, mate. Got bread, mate. Got cups, mate. No fucks, mate. Give no fucks, mate. Up, mate.
Out of shape. It's up, mate. I bust, mate. I bleed, mate. He bleed, mate. Got cups, mate, no fucks, mate, let's fuck, mate. Fuck my clan, mate. Fuck the shit, let's splash, mate.
Fuck that shit, let's splash, hey.
Fun online, we don't fuck around with y'all. Fun time, this shit, yeah, yeah. We prepare fish, nigga, cowgirl. Trench cold on a nigga's sleeve.
Wipe his nose. Wipe his nose.
Sick ass nigga.
Wipe his nose.
Slap.
Wipe his nose. Slap.
Wipe your nose.
Wipe his nose.
Wipe your nose.
In a bowl that look like fruity pebbles.
Bitch wanna hit her neck. Bitch wanna suck on it deep. Bitch wanna get her a brick. Bitch wanna fuck on the bitch. Bitch wanna fuck on the clip. Euros on euros, I'm getting it. Step on the floor now.
Wipe his nose. Wipe her nose. Kick her dough. Keep the road. Put the pole in his hole. Bend her over. Then your mother bitch up in a Range Rover.
I so hot. All I can say is woo, woo,
woo. I can't talk, I barely could say woo, woo, woo.
Counting an M and counting another one,
woo, woo, woo.
For this shit, I am a lot of
woo, woo. Count a half in another,
woo, woo.
I can never be a facade, brother,
woo, woo.
Go to the sky with my mud brothers,
woo, woo.
They let it hit from the side with all cutters,
woo, woo.
Okay, fuck her good, make her try,
woo, woo.
Okay, my plug put me on, I call him Lulu. Hood nigga paid in full, I'm a black true. What's poppin', late? I come from the trenches and pray for a brick. What's poppin', late? Bitches, off nigga, accent. Pain pills, codeine, hydro acid. I hang with some slimes, pullin' kick those. Achi, achi, chabichi, Gucci, Saki on my feet. Slap it, top it, keep it neat. 1, 2, 3, I got freaks. Ooh, furbins on flicky. That's a ditty, ooh. That's in her titties, ooh. That's Team Litty. On my Spanish team, she bad like J-Lo. Ooh, ooh. I crushed up an X-Bill in her asshole. Ooh, ooh. 50 round clip, got my Draco. Ooh, ooh. I should teach drug classes. Ooh, ooh. I say on my grandma's yellow ten toes. Ooh, ooh. Money on my mind, I'm a nympho. Ooh, ooh. That's in her titties, ooh. That's Team Litty, ooh. S in her titties, ooh. That's Team Litty, ooh. S in her titties, ooh. That's Team Litty, ooh.
What up, gang, gang? It's your girl, Baby Dandridge, and you are now tuning into The Operating Room. Let's turn up, y'all.
Damn, Ben Mark shot this too?
That's it, bitch. Why you bring the word to me?
Ayy, rip out my shirt if you love me. Spit in my face when you fuck me. Play with my goose while you suck me. Eat the dick like you was ugly. I mean, hold on. Wait, where your friend bring your buddy? I don't think that you enoughy. Her favorite thing to say is cuff me. Slut me out. Slut me out. Slut, slut, slut me out. Rip out my shirt if you love me. Spit in my face when you fuck me. Play with my goose while you suck me. Eat the dick like you was ugly. Big dick energy, I give it. Don't believe me, then come feel it. Gon' put this here in your kidney, please. And hush it like some kidney beans. Suck my balls, gon' chickpea me. Why you being weird to me? Put your ass in my face till I get pink out. Fuck you anywhere, I'm that type guy. At the church, on the plane, at the basketball game, on court, I'ma bust my neck till I die. What position do I like? All of them, baby. Put it on camera, masturbate to it later. Ever suck the vegan dick, baby, come taste me. Promise that my nut tastes like sugar gravy. Don't come quick, I control my bladder. Dick real big, come climb my ladder. Fat coochies, lip coochies, all coochies matter. Ass real fat, I can make it fatter. Wanna see a magic trick, bend over backwards. Meat to meat. Wall to wall, coochie to my balls. Rip out my shirt if you love me. Spit in my face when you fuck me. Play with my goose while you suck me. Eat the dick like you was ugly. I mean, hold on. Wait, where your friend bring your buddy? I don't think that you enoughy. Her favorite thing to say is cuff me. Slut me out. Slut me out. Slut, slut, slut me out.
Listen, thank y'all for watching the operating room, even though we had some technical difficulties today. Billy Badass is joining us. Benji Bill, Bill Hart, Billy. Hi, Billy.
Hey, man.
You're inside the operating room. I'm so happy you're here.
How y'all doing?
We asked him to be on his best behavior, and by golly, he has.
I definitely am.
Thank you, Billy.
I most definitely am. Shit, but I
definitely am. TZ gonna say, don't listen to him.
He like when y'all fellas act up. He's like, yeah, speak for us.
Man. Guess what, Billy?
Right, man, look, talk to
him. Oh, wait a minute. Let me resume. Guess what, Billy?
Guess what?
We have a matchmaking game here called Set Me Out.
Set
and we have three contestants. See?
That's that producer in him.
Listen. Tweezy's been drinking.
Tweezy on some bullshit.
All right, so we have a matchmaking game here called Set Me Out. We have three contestants, and it is season three, so I'm totally psyched about this. We have two young men and a nice young lady. Guess who that young lady is, Billy? Hey. It's Lolo, our very own Lolo. We're going to set Lolo out.
All
right.
A little more
enthusiasm,
okay.
Billy.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, turn
Lolo.
Off. Okay.
Hey,
there we
Lolo.
Go. There we go. Okay. So,
Lolo.
He finna bust around. Lolo is 34. She's black. She's in St. Louis. She is straight. We're going to describe Miss Lolo. She's funny. She says she's a well-built, outgoing woman who enjoys laughing, cracking jokes, traveling, cuddling, and sports. She is a Leo, and it is Leo season. Alrighty, so she's looking for a man that is in a stable place, both mentally and physically, she says. Okay, can stimulate her mind, her body, while being a leader. You have to be an alumni of AEU. Count you out, Billy. You got to be at least 5'8", medium to husky build. She's looking for somebody with a versatile wardrobe and an extrovert. So you gotta know how to dress, okay? Dress for success. She's looking for a date to soulmate. So anywhere from dating to a soulmate is what she's looking for, guys. Okay, age range is 32 to 42, open race. Deal breakers would be community penis. We talked about that earlier. We do not like community penis here. Bad breath or stays at home with his mama to help her out. She's looking for a sapiosexual. So you can't stay at your home with your mama. You can't know. You gotta know something about something. Okay, stimulate her brain.
I stay at home, with my mama. I'm my own house, but I stay at home, with my mama.
But you know what? This you don't count.
I go home at any time, which I do, but I love it over there.
Because you just want that's when you get a woman to take care of you, not your mama. You just too comfortable.
I ain't comfortable. My grandmama over there.
You can drive over there and
I
visit them.
I go by there. And sometimes I might fall asleep over there if I don't go home.
And fellas, it's not... you know how the niggas be lying who say I'm living to take care of care of my mama. Not the ones who legit. Really helping. Just the ones who
use it
gotta
as an
stay with their mama.
Me on social media. You see me black girl Bible, bro. I be over there.
We gonna make sure she does that.
Hey, follow me on social media. It's Billy Bitch. You see me and my grandmama. I be on that bullshit.
Listen, but well, you don't qualify.
Go home too.
That's what she's saying.
I don't qualify. That's it.
But you know what? If you did want to, if you want to link up,
I told her out the gate, baby, you beautiful. I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm not good for you. I could be good for you, but I'm not. I could be good to you, but I'm not good for you.
See, that's where that male confidence. It got to be stronger than that, because you don't know that woman can. Just as if how men always try to help women, that woman can help build you to another place. So you just never know.
You never know.
So don't just automatically think you're going to fuck up somebody's world. She might change your world.
Man, you got a point there. Thank you. Let me take that and show you this cold drink you just gave me.
All right. So if you guys want to link up with Lolo, make sure you email me, thedoctor@theoperatingrooment.com, or you can leave me a message. Really, I need you to pay attention. Or you can give me a call, 314-441-5155. But we have two other contestants other than our lovely Lolo here. Yes, tell us all about it, Lolo.
Alrighty, so first up, I have Mr. Marcus, that 37-year-old black king from the Sioux Lord. Huh? He is definitely straight. And guess what, ladies? No kids.
Oh.
But he does have his own car, house, career, and is working on a passion project. He has participated with Big Brothers Big Sisters. So, ladies, he say even though he teamed with them kids, you can definitely have them little babies.
You can have some kids.
Okay. He is 6'3", 300+ pounds, but working on his health as we are still speaking. Okay. He is looking for a queen to want him but not need him. If you don't love yourself, how can you teach him, Mr. Marcus, that king, how to love you as a queen?
Mm.
Shout out to Mr. Marcus.
All right. Mr. Marcus.
He is looking for, my bad, guys, a soulmate, playmate, one-night stand, or summer fling. Just fit into his life. We're not going to force nothing. Age range, 28 to 48. You can be black, Latino, or mixed. And just a deal breaker is just lack of ambition and no sense of yourself.
All right, Mr. Marcus. Ladies, if you guys want to hook up with Mr. Marcus, make sure you email me, thedoctor@theoperatingrooment.com, or you can leave me a message at 314-441-5155. We got one more Send Me Out contestant.
Please tap in with Mr. Marcus.
Just use that subject line, Send Me Out/Marcus.
Yes. All right, and then up next we have Cam, Marcus. That 41-year-old black male from New York. He is residing in St. Louis. He is straight. He is 6 foot even, 230 pounds, bald head with that salt and pepper beard. He's a laid-back color commentator on life, a Sagittarius. He's looking for a woman who knows how to burn in the kitchen. And definitely please be secure in your femininity. Know how to let a man lead and is interested in building something organic. He's looking for something in between a one-night stand to summer fling. So, ladies, hurry up because the summer's almost over.
Hey.
But definitely potentially more as long as you're in the age range of 30 to 48, black female. If you're not able to cook, again, he says it's a deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
If you ain't cooking, I ain't looking.
That's right.
And if you know how to cook, you going to fit his criteria to be to something, to do something, because some hips and ass is a plus. I'm sorry, guys.
Hey.
I love that, sorry. And then he does work a lot, so more of a text person than a phone conversation. But as things progress, ladies, y'all can definitely, you know, you can hear he's very white when he's trying to turn you on.
How was your day?
All right, ladies, if you want to hook up with Cam, we trying to set him out here. So make sure you email me, thedoctor@theoperatingrooment.com. Or you can always call me at 314-441-5155. Those are all of our Send Me Out contestants. You know, we're doing really well. first season, or excuse me, second season.
How many matches y'all have made?
We have a 100% match rate.
Straight.
That's true. That's what's up. Yeah. And a baby on the way.
And we have a baby.
And a baby on the way.
First couple has a baby on the way.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Shit, this motherfucker like back pain a little bit.
No, wait.
That was like love connection.
It's like love connection. Okay. I told you we exude positivity here. Do you like our ambiance in here, Lolo?
Yes, I do.
It is positivity.
It is. We
just very sex, love, and relationship.
Hey, I like that.
So one night stand to a summer thing. I think the weed over never mind.
See? Billy, you've been doing so good thus far.
Mm-hmm.
He said, right. So what should I say? What am I looking for?
What was I going to say next?
That's what's up.
All right.
Shout them back out. Mr. Marcus and who?
Cam. Hey, Marcus, shout out, Cam, and Lolo.
One night stand to a summer fling.
That's what he needs. And we just trying to provide you with what you need in an upfront, adult, honest relationship. That's communication and education.
Communication is a must.
Yes.
That's the key to all things. I got a throwback song of the day.
What's this song?
It's one of my favorites. It's a classic. So I definitely played it before. But we're going to jump into the throwback song of the day, and we'll be back in just a second, guys. Stay tuned. Make sure y'all share this live. It's the operating room.
You play one of my songs on your commercial.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck too.
No, you ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck too.
Now you ain't gotta say much, cause I was peeping you. Looking at your hips got me thinking about how deep in you I'm trying to go. You heard about No Limit Soldiers. We get up in it and hit it harder than Dale hold ya. I thought I told you soldier draws, cover my ball. I'm known for ripping the pussy walls. I heard you got that kill. I can see it all in your grill. Can you ride me like a black Mercedes? And make me do that shit I never did with other ladies. I got a woman, so I'm not looking for love. I just wanna fit your glove. Get a couple of uhs. And I'm out just like a thug. And, hit me on my page if you want it. It's soldier passion, so get up on it if you want it.
Ooh. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck too.
No, you ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Baby, call my body with some ice cream. Lick me from head to toe, bending me over 69 and be the next day. I wanna taste your body all night long, from sun up to sun down. I wanna make you mine.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo.
No, you ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck too.
Kill a light a candle and get you in the places the light won't show. I'll take my time and do it slow. I'll do my oral exercises right between your thighs. It's so very pleasurable. I'll go places he won't go. Let's keep it on the low, low, so he won't know. Now let's take it to the floor. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck too.
No, you ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
I know y'all like that throwback. Did y'all like that throwback? That was one of my favorite songs, yeah. I can tell.
That's definitely my favorite.
I like that. It's the operating room. I am the doctor. We're here with Billy Badass. Benji Bill. Bill Hart. There's somebody I posted earlier on my live. It says, what if she doesn't like females? What's the alternative? And we kind of talked about that. Well, we kind of didn't, but that's what I want to jump into.
Are you just going to give them permission?
I mean, when y'all saw your post, I was ultimately thinking that it was, like I said, the ultimate make me choose. It's like this or that. Whether you like females or not, this is the question at hand. I mean, hey, you either gonna let me cheat with her or we gonna have a threesome. Those are the only two options. So I didn't see
pretty because if you say no, in the back of your mind you're gonna be like, he did it anyway. Most women,
is it worth the risk?
Was it worth the risk asking?
I mean,
you got me close, mouth don't get fed.
Tell them the truth is always worth it. Tell them the truth is always worth it.
So, in the event you're honest and you say let's go, and she say no, you're gonna be like, okay, is this nigga still gonna do it? Be honest with yourself.
Well, that's the question. He is gonna still do it. If you don't say yes, basically it's either to cheat or to have a threesome. Mm-hmm. Those are the only two choices.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Right. I mean, I think it depends on whether or not the female is into, you know, other females.
Ooh, that would be nice. Because
then they're going to say, yeah, probably.
You know all y'all are. We had this conversation. That mosquito got me good.
I'm so sorry.
Ooh, he got me good.
He was on a roll at first, too, y'all.
Glad I ain't drinking no more. Because I'd actually definitely ask for a drink before he sucked on me like that. Funny, yo.
You just relax, baby. But I'm so happy you're here.
But that's definitely going to happen either way.
Okay. Now, earlier we were talking about when you're in a relationship and you having to beat her for the hard times. Because a lot of people think, if we just do this, it's going to always be like this.
Yeah.
And that's the furthest thing from the truth.
Because people grow.
Yeah.
And people start to understand self.
Yep.
And that's a two-way street. But in the process of that, in the game of yourself, will you lose anybody else?
It's possible.
Oh, that's what's gonna happen. It's definitely what's gonna happen.
It's possible.
You gotta grow.
That's true.
I think sometimes
you grow together.
Call me naive. I think it's based on how the person came up. And I think if I find somebody that grew up in the lifestyle that I grew up in, there's no Hunger Games. We've been eating all of our life. So it's like we can literally grow together. Or if it's two people that was hungry, then they can build together. And sometimes it'd be a little different because you ain't never had it. So it might change the person. So that's where that comes in at. And then if it's just vice versa, you've always ate all of your life, but your partner didn't. Like, they had to get it out the mud. So their way of how to get it is a little different. And so I think that's what, as you are growing, they still on a scheming way almost, because that's just really all that they know, versus you just building a business, like, legitly almost.
But can people change? Like, do people change, though?
I mean, I feel like that's what I'm saying. I do think people change. But as far as, I don't know, I just feel like some things it just doesn't always have to be bad. Or like, things can be small, petty arguments or something like that, but nothing deep is always necessary. Yeah. But like, I had an ex that told me, because his mama told him, when things seem too good to be true, it is. He always wanted to pick an argument, like, every 3 to 4 days. So it's like, this shit too calm. Like, something's
like
wrong.
Like, it shouldn't be working this well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like,
a man definitely is scared of unknown.
But sometimes it's nothing there. It's just, this is really
that's
a good
what
life.
Him, yeah, saying, that's I know. What scares him.
Yeah, so it's like, it's
once
unknown.
Once again, they go back to how my question asked you. As a young man, who taught us love? We never stick around long enough. Like, think about it. Yeah. Majority of the little dudes now just listen to the music. They getting head in the back of the hot box Kia, out the door.
That's
what they gonna know for the next 10, 15 years.
But still, like, going. Like, my ex almost 40 and he still had just had that mentality that, because he just so used to these ratchet ass females who cheating on him, and he cheating on her, and all of that arguing. I'm not an arguer. I was always, we gonna put up or shut up. So I'm not gonna argue with nobody.
It's a different day.
Get down, lay down.
It's Leo season. That's why.
She definitely sound like baby season. Like, hey, get down, lay down.
Listen,
like,
it's Leo season. That's why.
And that's crazy. Yeah, it's definitely Leo season.
The energy.
Shout out to Lo, her birthday in a couple
days.
Hey, man,
I'm down the line.
Definitely her your way or the highway. I don't want no smoke, Lo.
No, it's not that though. I'm a very, I compromise. It's not because my way isn't always right, and their way isn't always right. And sometimes I might not want to do nothing, but you have to see their vision through. If they gonna fail, or even if they pass, you just gotta support them.
Yeah. That's true. We gonna support too.
Yeah.
Communication. We talked about support. We talked about being honest at all times, Billy.
Even when you don't want to.
Even when you
don't
want
to. That's the hard part. For some reason, some men in relationships will get to the point where we get scared to be honest with a woman. For the exact reason, because it'll backfire just like that. Now, you'll be surprised how many times a man will straight try to tell a woman something and a woman will take the conversation. Like, ask yourself how many times your man told you, like, you don't listen.
No, I'm a listener. Because I'm observant.
Yeah.
And I don't say I try to catch people in a lie, but I'm always listening just to make sure your story don't change.
Make sure there's no
hope. I really take people's words for face value.
How many times in your relationship did your guy tell you, like, damn, man, you basically finna tell me what I'm finna say?
I've definitely heard it before. I haven't probably heard it in, it's been a while.
Yeah, that's because you start listening
it's
more.
That's the key to everything.
Yeah, you start listening more. We don't require much.
You can't listen with your mouth.
Yeah. Damn right. That's and true. Once you tell him, once a man feel like, you're going to answer every question you're going to ask me, I ain't going to say shit.
Yeah, I play the silent treatment.
Nah, it ain't even that. It becomes routine.
No one likes
routine.
Like
my brother used to say, why? If me and my brother used to be out, and so every now and then his wife would start tripping, like, we might just left the house and been gone 20, 30 minutes. Sunday, we out drinking. She would start tripping because she mad we outside, and we outside. We ain't on nothing. And I'll be like, you want to take you back home? He's like, no. What the fuck? I'm in the head. We had the same conversation for.
So he been outside before.
We're not on nothing. Like, it's Sunday. We out drinking. You know, it's Sunday. Same way I just at the car show. That we'd have been in. She was there.
Women just want to be included in everything. Nah. He got to have his guy time.
His time to himself, yeah.
Hey, but even outside of that, like, if your man trying to tell you something in the argument, and you ask a question, I start answering. You stop me and start telling me what I'm going to say, I'm not going to say nothing no more. And that cuts off communication. Right or wrong?
Because why are you asking the question if you know the answer?
You know the answer. You know how many relationships go through that every day?
We like communication.
Yeah.
I go through that with my customers every day. You need to be on payroll. Shit. You already know the goddamn
answer. You already know everything. So what the fuck do I need to say something for?
You know
how many men go through that every day?
I start not to like all these songs.
That's why the men go cheap.
From all these beautiful rappers.
But sometimes it don't be that reason.
What I need.
Talking
I told you
about
what I need.
Vagina.
A woman requires time. That's what a woman requires. Time. Some intimacy. Tell her how beautiful she is.
A couple things we require.
Hey.
But you know what? Did y'all see Big Globe Gorilla was signed to CMG? I'm super excited for her. I love the summer anthem. It's a face riding summer. Okay. It's Leo season. It's in the atmosphere at this time. But I need to hear something back from like Eve or a different kind of rapper. Maybe Remy Ma a little bit, because all the female rappers kind of say the same thing.
Yeah, all they talk about is selling pussy.
And, well, here's the thing.
Glow Night or Gloss Glow.
All of these hoes rap and say they got good pussy. All you hoes ain't got good pussy. That's one. So I'm kind of, it's my defense, people, because there's no possible way if y'all all got good pussy, y'all don't know what good pussy is. There's no fucking way.
Who taught them what good pussy was? Same people that taught me what love was. Streets.
Nobody.
Streets taught me pussy good.
There's no way they all got it.
Think about
it's a rarity. Good pussy, not regular pussy.
What constitutes good pussy?
Just
some people don't understand they're easy. Yeah. That don't mean
that's not good. Yeah.
You just easy to get. So if I want to get an issue off, I know I can call you. Well, that don't mean your shit good.
That don't mean it's decent, good pussy.
I know. Or it might be just your head. What? They might just fuck you just because you gave them the head. And it's like, just, you don't even know what they know.
And that's terrible.
That's terrible. Shout that's out terrible. To them. They the real MVPs.
I don't know about all of this. Everybody got good pussy. Everybody give good head. That's just not true.
If every girl got good pussy, why half of them single?
Say it again, Billy.
If everybody got good pussy, why half of them single?
That's what I'm saying. There's no way. That's why I said I'm looking for a new female rapper.
You ain't got no nigga. Why are you over there fighting that girl about her man?
See?
She, you know why? The ratio.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, the ratio.
Too many females?
Yeah, more y'all than us. Even if every nigga was faithful, y'all, some of y'all be left out. Whole lot of y'all. Like, they're serious. Yeah. The statistics
say that. But
some
of
they,
us get hit on by other races.
Yeah, but you don't want to do all that. When you keep your shit pure.
But if it's not enough of y'all, like, shit. I don't want
to
be purely single all my life.
We going to have a biracial baby in this bitch because I ain't going without.
You got to go on the other side of town and that lady man.
No, I want my own. And see, so you're an advocate for cheating. Go borrow the lady man. So you be like, I'm here for you, but I'm here for you single. I know it's the ratio fucked up. Just come on, let's meet at the hotel real quick.
Listen, Billy Badass, I'm so happy you were inside the operating room. Did you have a good time today?
Yeah, I did. And I'm kind of turned down because I've been sober for like the last 5 days.
You were turned down. That's why I'm definitely turned down.
I know I am. I ain't had no drink in like 5 days. I'm cool with that. That's a damn good thing.
Well, let's go.
That's a damn good thing.
Yes.
That's good.
And checks and balances. So that shit goes in the cell too.
Because the alcohol game.
Boy, that shit will have your brain somewhere else where it boiled up.
Yeah.
And it had that confidence low. Because your mind just working and just speaking them bad things.
A whole lot of shit.
And got all them substance.
Ooh, whole lot of shit.
Get tried. I'm a maybe. Get all them words out your vocabulary.
I'm
definitely an optimistic person. I'm one of them people like, bro, you want to look at the silver lining in the gray cloud? Oh, man, I don't like you. I'm one of them people.
Oh,
I'm definitely optimistic.
That's like a try though.
Nah,
I hope I can do it. That's being optimistic. Exactly. So that's more than being optimistic.
Yeah, so that's the energy
she
wants. That's what
she said. I ain't never scared. Chances make champions. That's why I end up in trouble sometimes because I ain't scared to take chances to do shit.
But right now, life is.
They ain't even there.
No, I'm just
making a little joke. You go here.
Like, dang, you gonna just throw me out there? This is not community wee-wee, girl.
He said, not no more.
He's on his journey right now.
He's been clean for
sober and
90 days. No.
I've been clean like 5 days.
That's good.
I just watch my old dude go through withdrawals from stop drinking. I said, I'm like, shit, if he can do it, I know I can. Mm-hmm. Shit, I smoke weed. He don't. I'm cool.
You got something. Okay.
Yeah, I smoke that weed, man. Look, fuck that liquor. I did some dumb shit.
We gonna send some positive vibes your way on your journey.
Hey, y'all. It's Billy. I'm turned down, but I'm gonna turn up tomorrow.
All right, Billy. Thank you.
So I'm here tomorrow, though.
You know, we're going to work. Just tune in.
Tune in to him at work. He'll be on live.
It's Billy, bitch. Follow me on IG. ITZ Billy, bitch. Bill Hart. William BG Bill Hart.
Here
he comes. Facebook. All of that.
Thank
I hope
you,
I ain't say nothing to offend nobody. All this was shit was just props.
Jesus, he being messy, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. Lolo, we definitely got to go.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah, it's Sunday. Join us next week.
Yeah, St. Louis City down here tripping on this end.
That was because you had your music up too late.
Don't bring your ass down here with no front plate.
Don't come down here.
Hey,
cool down here. We ain't never had
no
issues down here.
Man, look.
Your van too bright. You stood out.
Oh, they weren't fucking with me. They ain't gonna bother me. I'm gonna charge you. Hey, that's crazy. I got flagged by the police in my box. They follow me on IG too. I'm dead ass.
Follow Benji Bill, everybody.
Hey, look. And the funny thing is, dude commented on her. I'm like, yeah, that's funny. He was being funny the way he said it. He emojied it. So it didn't seem as intrusive. He was like, the police follow you on IG? I'm like, you damn right. They know I just look like a drug dealer. What you talking about?
They probably said you
out. Yeah, it's big flashy ass
jokes.
I paint cars, nigga. Look what the fuck I'm doing every day.
We paint cars.
I paint cars,
We rap.
We do all of that, bro.
Comedian, whatever you
pull the motor, drop the motor. No, we don't do that. I'm just saying, bro. Y'all know I don't see us.
You need that fresh paint, though.
Yeah, you need that fresh paint, them rim jobs, all that. We 10150 Halls Ferry, Applied Pressure Customs. Shit, I'm at work every day, 10 to 6.
I'm be banned from places, but thank you so much for being here. It's the operating room. I am the doctor. We will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bring that fat ass over here. I want to get it in my mouth. I want to get it in my mouth. Oh. Suck on that ass, baby. I gotta suck on that ass, yo. I'm talking, yo. I'm gonna spread the ass apart. Get my tongue in your ass. Eating on your ass. Oh, yo, I'm eating on you. Eating on you. Eating on your ass. I'm eating on your motherfucking ass. I wanna see it, baby. Give me your ass. Yo, the whole ass. I'm gonna eat it with my tongue and mouth. Yo, you gotta do it. Work that ass for daddy. Yeah. Go ahead, baby girl, gotta work it real good. Gotta work that ass for daddy. You gotta work that ass with daddy. Work that ass with daddy when ya. Oh, that's the juice, baby. Yo, I feel the juice in my mouth. Yo, the juice in your ass like Florida orange, baby. Yo, pulp free? Hell no, I need the pulp. Need a whole bunch of pulp in that goddamn ass, yo. Get on top of me, I see you, you're on top of me. I can't even see the rest of your body, your ass is fat. Then you're sitting down, baby, on my face. I'm sucking your pussy and your ass in the same place. You gotta work that ass for daddy. Oh, oh, work that ass. Gotta work that ass for daddy. Your ass is mine, bitch. Your ass is mine, gonna suck on it. Gotta work that ass for daddy. You gotta work it, baby, gotta work it good. Love the ass, gotta work that ass for daddy. You gotta work that ass, please, one time, gotta.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
At the World of Weights, getting the heavy stuff to gym owners across the world is an easy lift because they've got Salesforce Customer 360, the number one CRM. It unites their teams around all their customers so marketing can predict what each gym needs.
Ooh, the deluxe dumbbells.
Sales can get the orders out.
And overnight? Wow.
And every employee can smash their numbers this quarter. See how uniting your teams can help you wow customers at salesforce.com/customer360.
Remember to re-up, which simply means you can redirect, you can reconstruct, you can regain, you can retrust, you can rebuild. Just remember to re-up.